Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bill, and welcome to Broken Earth. Tonight's show is all about strange phenomena, strange happenings, dark happenings, you name it, from any kind of strange subject. We'll be taking a couple of readings during the show, but we'd also like you to call in with any strange stories, whether it's something paranormal, precognition, time, glitches, and you name it. You can phone in anonymously if you like, but we'd really like to hear your stories, and I'll be sharing some of mine over the next 2 hours as well. If you'd like to call in, the Skype number is 347-215-8421. That's 347-215-8421. So sit back, relax, grab yourself a drink, and enjoy the show.
Out. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you. I'm the kind to sit up in his room, heart sick and eyes filled up with blue. I don't know what you've done to me, but I know.
Can you all hear me okay?
Well, yeah. I can.
You can hear me? Okay. All right. I don't know what is going on. We're having some issues. And I asked a caller, I accidentally clicked you in. Could you hold on just a moment, sweetie?
Sure.
Okay, hold on just a moment.
Oh, we got a caller.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened because Skype is messing up and I just started clicking all kinds of buttons for some reason.
In a panic.
Just
pushing all any kind of buttons.
I know. We got Skype mess up on one side and hold on just a moment. But anyway, why don't you go on and share some things you wanted to talk about while I try to fix this, okay? You there?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
All right. Right. Of course, yeah. All right. Well, so tonight is all about strange phenomena, paranormal things. Like I said, I'd really like to hear your stories. And you can phone in anonymously if you're not too sure about sharing your story. Maybe something you've not actually shared before. But we're open-minded on this show, and not going to criticize you because we both experienced some very odd things, very strange things. So like I said, we'll keep an open mind. There are plenty of subjects that we can go into tonight, but I'll get into them in a bit. But we will first discuss our holidays.
Yeah, our holidays.
Yeah. You went to New Orleans, didn't you?
Yeah, I went to New Orleans all by myself.
Was the well, I hope the weather was clear, is cleared up by the time you were there.
It was all right. It was all right, and I got some pictures. I've got to restart that other thing, just so you'll know. I had to restart. Yeah. But I got some photographs. I got some photographs of the flight there, of some clouds, and so there's some pictures on the thing that flashes by everybody. We got pictures of the journey, and I just got pictures of the cloud posted because your photographs were so much more story to your pictures. But why don't you tell everybody about the holiday that you had with your parents?
All right. Well, by the way, your picture you took of the clouds is pretty awesome, and you see the pictures scrolling by on our little video pane. I went somewhere with Wales with my mum and dad, and it was a cottage surrounded by acres and acres of fields, and it was just plenty of wildlife, and I love photography. I just got myself a new video camera, which has a telemacro option on it, so I can do filming of wildlife now, as well as just photographs, such as insects and that. And as you can see, the pictures that are going by there, I had a great opportunity to take a picture of a rainbow out the back window of the cottage where this tree is. And you can see that there was a field of corn or something that had been freshly harvested the day before, which creates a nice contrast to the picture. And that photo, it's not photoshopped in any way. All I've done on that is adjust the contrast slightly to bring out the colours a bit more. But I'm really pleased with that, and I think I'm going to get myself a canvas printout of that to put on my wall. And there's a couple of other pictures on there. There's what looks like, that's my way for me to scroll around again. Well, that's me, stood there. That's part of the cottage behind us there. There's the rainbow.
Of death. Well,
rainbow of death. If you haven't heard that song, go to YouTube and look for it. Okay, there's what looks like I was stood under a tree, and I thought it was a good contrast with the leaves and the branches there on one of those pictures. Another picture of at the top of this really steep hill. I went to the top of it, and there was an abandoned house there. And you'll see the photo from inside, looking out across the fields. And as I said, I won't spend too much time on it, because I know we've got a lot to get through. And we've got a couple of callers.
Yeah, we do.
I got plenty. There's plenty of pictures on there. If you want to go to the Broken Earth page, there's loads on there. But I got plenty of shots, and it was a really good holiday. And it recharged my batteries, so that was good.
It was good.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, let me tell my story real quick.
Yeah.
It's something that, you know, we're not going to talk about too many personal things that are too personal on here, but, you know, we both needed to get away, and I went to New Orleans, and while there, trying to just basically recalibrate and just, you know, retighten what I like to call my adjustable wrench. Doing a lot of meditating and just, you know, just trying to pick up on just whatever it is, borrow from whatever energy is there, you know, to get some answers for different things. But I had a dream that I really don't know the placement of things, because remember how dreams work, they're just sort of dreamy. But I was being told to go to a cemetery and take pictures of a cousin of my mother's grave. And so I go to a cemetery in my dream. And actually, when you're in your dream, you just kind of are there at the cemetery. And I was like, okay, there's so many people, I don't even know where to begin. And so I was told to go to like some office to ask about where it was. And this woman's name is Virginia or Victoria or something like that in my dream, the cousin, this dream cousin. So I go to the office and I'm like, I'm looking for my mom's cousin, Virginia, whatever her name is, because remember, this is a dream state, you guys. And I'll stop saying that so that I can keep the story going linearly. But anyway, I ask where her grave is, and they take me on a boat to a cemetery island. And we get there and they're saying, oh, she's probably here. And so I'm like, well, I have no idea, you know, and I say her name again and they say, oh, okay. And so they take me to a different cemetery island and they said, she's from Gambia. And I consider myself an intelligent person, but I don't have any idea what that is. And so when we get there, there's a huge grave marker that says the Gambine, G-A-M-B-E-A-N. And I'm like, Gambine? Well, I guess maybe that's just how they say it, you know, there or whatever.
Sounds like some kind of food.
Yeah, it sounds like a food, like some sort of a bean. Well, anyway, so I wake up from that dream. No, I don't wake up from that dream yet. Actually, I'm with my mother in the car or a truck, and I'm looking at her, and she can barely talk. She can hardly speak. And first I'm like, are you intoxicated? You know what's going on with you? And if you know my mother, she's not intoxicated. And she doesn't sound like this. But eventually a cop stops us, and the guy's asking me, is she drunk? Is your mother been drinking? And I said, no. And he's like, well, I need you guys not to be here. And they take us somewhere, and he's like, and he's telling me, you can't talk to her anymore. You guys can't talk to each other anymore. There's no way that you guys can talk to each other. So they keep us separated. That's when I wake up from that. Well, I fall asleep again, and I have a dream, and in the dream, they're telling me to remember the date, September the 8th, 1911. And they kept saying it, so of course I remembered it. So when I get up, the first thing I do is I go and I Google the date, and it takes me to a list of incidents that are recorded. And one of them is some man who is made the governor of a place called the Gambia. So I press the Gambia to see what it is, and it turns out it's where slave trade began. So I realize that whoever I'm talking to in my dream is trying to help me get in touch with someone named Victoria or Virginia.
Right.
And I believe the police officer in my dream is another entity trying to keep me from helping that entity out. So that's just one of the weird dreams that I had when I was there.
Well, it's really interesting when you dream about something that you've not really heard of before, and then you can look it up, and then you find correlating information
Right. That
you didn't even know about.
Right. So. And when I was actually talking to my mother and my sister about the dream, and I was like, you know, my sister looks it up, and well, my sister knows because she knows a lot of things about history. That I don't know, apparently. But apparently that's where Kunta Kinte from Roots was from, too. He was from Gambia.
Right.
Right. So it's just interesting. But I was in a place where, you know, you're going to be, picking up all kinds of energy, from all kinds of things and all kinds of ways from all kinds of people and everything. But I think the way that that my mind was decoding the people that I was dealing with was whatever was telling me to stop helping this individual or to not talk to that individual anymore, because it came across as a police officer,
right,
as a cop, you know what I mean? So it's,
they try and put it probably in simplest terms, if there is a message trying to get through for you, without overcomplicating things, so it's, the message sticks in your mind.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Well, let's take a call. Let's take a call, people.
Okay.
There's somebody that's been on hold for a bit from, there's several people, so we see all your calls, everyone. But we're going to take a call. We're going to go to 707. 707, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Valerie. How are you?
I'm very good, Valerie. Very good. Very good to talk to you. But why don't you just share what's on your mind today?
I was just calling for a reading.
Oh, okay. So you didn't have any spooky stories to tell us, huh? Okay, no. Well, sweetheart, what is it that you'd like to know?
Okay, I'd like to know if you see a relationship coming in or anything else that maybe I need to be aware of before the end of the year.
Okay, all right. Well, if you would, Valerie, just relax, just breathe, and let's see what your guides have to say about your love life. And remember, just relax, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right now, it looks like you're in a cycle of returns. You've got somebody that it looks like you've been dealing with, but that's this individual. He seems like he won't rise to an occasion of responsibility, but it looks like this person is coming into your life and back in and back out and back in and back out. what's his name?
I don't have anybody in my life right now.
You don't have anyone? Okay. Well, if this is – now, cycles basically transit between July and July, and if this person is not here right now, then the occurrence, the situation, looks like it starts next – it looks like it actually starts in around the second or so week of October. But the thing is, the person comes into your life withdrawn. That's why – or at least comes into your life when I see him. Initially right here as somebody that's a bit withdrawn. That's why I'm kind of feeling like this is an energy that you're already familiar with. Let me ask you something real quickly, though. Did you, by chance, have some interaction with someone either in, what is this, September, August, July, either June or July time? Was there someone that was in your life but just things really didn't prosper at that point?
No, but there's someone from my past that keeps trying to keep in contact, but I don't really want to go anywhere with that.
Okay. Is he contacting you through written communication?
Phone.
Phone, okay. And no texting, just phone?
Correct.
Okay. Well, if this is that same person, this is going to be kind of frustrating because, you know, like I said, this is somebody that looks like he comes and goes. Well, let me try something else here real quickly, because like I said, a lot of this looks like it's about returns, like somebody who keeps coming and going.
Yeah, I want someone new.
Yeah. Well, let me just ask you this real briefly, and I don't want to get too deep in it because, you know, this is just the sample time, but what are you doing to meet people?
Not a whole lot.
Okay. Bear in mind, when I talk about cycles, I'm talking about the time between July and July, July of one year, July of the next. And also cycles are, it's the cycle, like I said, is called returns. And even if I flip this card in a different direction, it still represents returns. But one return is like a refreshing sort of return, like going back to something that makes you feel exhilarated. And the other return is something that's kind of like, in spite of experiences, you keep trudging along, you keep going back to what it is that you used to know. If you're not doing anything different, maybe we need to get you into a refreshing spot so that you can change some of this, you know, some of this regular old drudge day-by-day stuff up a little bit. But right now, what looks like is happening is it's some of the same old, same old. Now, remember, you can always change things up by doing something a little bit differently. And my other issue is just basically called how we work. And if you flip that upside down, it's called self-indulgence. So we probably need to get you, you know, into some position to do some things that are more fun for you. I'm not even talking about hanging out at bars and stuff, but, you know, like if maybe joining a gym or joining a bike ride or just something that's going to just give you more access to life and to people, okay? But I know we can change this up because this is a cup cycle, which represents emotional flow. It represents passion. And so we can switch this up. We just need to get these points that look like you're intercepting with someone to be a new person and not just that same person who keeps trying to knock at your door. Okay, Valerie?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, sweetheart, it's been so wonderful to meet you. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
Well, not a whole lot. I mean, you covered most of it there. But, I mean, if you're looking to find a new relationship, it's best to, you know, get out somewhere socializing where you're going to meet new people of like-mindedness. It's not always, I mean, you could always find somebody in a club or something like that, but it's not always the best place to speak to somebody because of music and that. I think it's always best to get out and socialize some kind of group that gets together that's going to be have the same interests as you, and that might be a good place to find the one, you know, a new relationship. So
the one in October,
mm-hmm.
Is that someone that I'm actually going to be seeing, or
it seems like it's somebody that you already know. That's the whole thing. That's why we keep saying let's do something different.
Okay, because maybe it's somebody that I don't really know. I mean, that I know, but this may not be the same person.
That's always possible. I mean, that's always possible. And like I said, when I go underneath the deck to go back to the past, there is something that happened two phases ago, and it looks like that was something that didn't really go anywhere. Then there's something that was going on five phases ago. This can be 5 weeks. It can be 5 months. There's some random people that it looks like you've had some interaction with, but these situations don't look like they really went off the ground. And so what you're being told is there's somebody who will be knocking on your door, so to speak, again, but this person, when he shows up as he who has been withdrawn from you, somebody who did not necessarily flourish. And so that's how come I'm saying that if it is that person that you don't want to deal with anymore, we need to switch things up and get you doing something different. But that interaction looks like it's happening around the second or so week of October. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck, dear.
Okay, great.
Good luck. All
thank
right.
You.
Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a little bit of a break, and when we come back, we're going to chat a little bit and get another call. But I need to jump up and get some water real quick, and we'll be right back. We're back. That song was actually called Rebecca by an old friend of mine that I used to write music with named Jimmy Bryant. So I think that's a pretty pretty nice little ditty. Rebecca is his fiance for a while now.
Nice.
Yeah. It's like everybody is I was thinking about this earlier. Marissa and I is getting married, and I think Leslie's talking about getting married. So both of the ladies from
Power of You.
Yeah. These are some women that are awesome ladies, and they're in my triangle. Are getting their love wishes, and I think that that's pretty awesome. So, yeah.
That is. I wish them all the best.
Yeah, I do too. I do too. I think that this is going to be a pretty cool experience. I think that they really are in solid things, and they really deserve it. Good. They really do. So, what's on your mind?
Well, I've got a few subjects. I mean, I don't even know where to start, really. So, obviously, we're talking about paranormal things, strange happenings. I don't know where to start. What subject to start with? Or, I mean, do you want to choose something, or do you want to tell anything specific? Or should I just dive in and?
Well, let's.
Well, should I start with what's on the top of my list?
Okay.
Well, I've got astral projection. Is something that I've been experiencing, not particularly through trying. It's coming naturally, and it's taken a couple of years to understand what's actually going on, because sometimes you don't hear about these things, and if you don't know what's going on, you can't really search for the correct phrasing.
Some people think that they're being held down in their dreams.
That's it. Yeah. People think there's like a demon sat on their chest, which is a usual one.
Yeah.
Some people hear strange noises, but I've been getting sleep paralysis a lot. This is part of astral projection, and now I'm having to investigate astral projection more, not just because I'm interested in it, but because I need to, because it's sometimes not been a pleasant experience. That's because I don't know what I'm doing and I don't know how to deal with it. So it's something I'm going to have to investigate more. There's been a lot of times where I've been wandering around my apartment and I've realized that I'm walking around, because it's like I said, it was probably like a year ago when I realized, you know, that this was astral projection. Sometimes I don't go very far, and I'm just wandering around my apartment, and I feel really weird, and like I might suddenly pop out my body and jump across like I don't weigh anything. And sometimes I'll like begin to wake up, and then I'll feel like I'm falling, and then I'll wake up in my body. But sometimes with sleep paralysis, it hasn't been enjoyable, because it's just basically being aware but being paralyzed.
Right.
It's like you can see the room, even though necessarily your eyes aren't open. You can still see, well, personally,
right.
I can see what I'm looking at in the room, where my head's facing. There's been a couple of occasions where it's when you're moving, it's sleep paralysis, and I'm trying to struggle out of it. It feels like my arms like moving through really thick mud or something, and it's really a struggle. One time, I managed to see my arm, and all I saw was the bone, but it was like blue. It was like neon blue in the dark. And it's a lot of the time it's been just around my apartment or nearby that I've been getting these kind of things. Actually, it's been one or two times where I've been like, it's like I'm flying through space and I'm seeing the stars and that. And all it's like you feel like you're on a roller coaster because of all the G-forces and the movement of your body. It's really strange. It can be unnerving if you don't know how to control it, or it's thrust upon you, you don't know what's going on. But I did read about it. It was only just a couple of days ago. And it says if you're in sleep paralysis, take a nice deep breath and you'll come out of it. And it actually works.
all I have to do is breathe.
I know, yeah, but the thing is, I've had to, because I've not been able to do anything, I've just had to do rapid breathing, because, you know, I'm panicking a bit, and, you know, I'm like, because all
right.
I need to do is just prolong that breath, and I'll be out of it. But I don't think I told you, or in fact, before I went on holiday, like the day before, I told myself, now, if this is astral projection, and if it happens while I'm away on holiday, I will be walking around the room in that I'm in on holiday.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that.
And if it's more of just a dream, there's a chance that I'd be, you know, walking around my bedroom at home because I'm used to that.
Right.
And I'd be more inclined to think that, oh, maybe this is more of a dream. So anyway, the first night that I was there, I popped out my body and I was in this room, the holiday room where I was staying, and even went over to a mirror that was on the wall and looked at my face. And that was confirmation to tell me, basically, this is actually happening. And I had to get my dad, because I felt like I was stuck in sleep paralysis there for about 2 hours. And for a couple of nights after that, I had to get my dad to come in and check on me, to wake
right.
me up. I don't know whether I told you that, did I?
Yeah, you did.
To wake me up, in case I was stuck in sleep paralysis. But it didn't happen again. But after I come back, I think this was Saturday night? Sunday night? I didn't tell you about this, but I had, you know, when you're in the, when you're waking up in the morning, like something's like your alarm's woken you up, and you're
yeah.
just rousing from your sleep, and you're like, ugh. And you're just like, for the first 2 seconds, you're like, what's going on? And, you know, well, anyway, I think I'd been out of my body, and I heard an unfamiliar sound, like a phone, ringtone,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of alarm, and I did not recognize it. It was alien to me. I have no idea what it was. Anyway, I felt myself rousing, and it wasn't me. I was a woman. Lying kind of face down and my head to one side. And it was just like two or three seconds, and I thought, what the hell's going on? And then I kind of was stuck a bit in sleep paralysis, I think.
Right.
And then I woke up, and I thought, what the hell was that all about? And I felt like I was in somebody else's body with somebody else's phone or something, waking them up because I didn't recognize it.
Wow.
And it was really weird. It's not something I experienced before. Maybe I slipped back into the wrong body.
Maybe.
So this is something, there's a book I need to actually pick up about astral projection, so I can use it to my advantage, and just so it's not quite as disorientating, you know,
right.
scary sometimes.
Right.
There was this one occasion where I thought, well, it was like a dream.
Yes.
And I dreamt that there was a tiger that reached out with its paw and grabbed me just at the top of my right leg. Just one hit, so its claws went into my leg. And I woke up in the morning, and I remembered the dream because it was very vivid, and I felt a little bit of pain. And anyway, I got up, had a shower, grabbed my work trousers, which were next to my bed, put them on, and there was about 5 puncture marks in the shape of a paw going through my jeans for work.
Shut up.
Yeah, I told you.
You did not tell me that.
I didn't.
No.
There was about five puncture marks in the shape of a paw at the top of my trousers in the exact same position. And I was like, what? How has this happened? And I'm wondering whether I met some sort of animal on the astral plane or something.
Maybe.
And I slipped my work trousers on before I went. But the thing is, I mean, there's a chance of, like, have I damaged them at work? But, I mean, the puncture marks were, it was like a tiger. And they were like puncture marks. It wasn't like rips. It was like good-sized. I even took a photo of it. It's somewhere on my computer before I got rid of the trousers. But I didn't understand that. That was weird.
That's just like the stuff that you see on a TV show.
I know.
After you found out that you were the murderer.
Yeah.
And I was tracking in mud the whole time. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah.
Well, I can carry on with these in a bit. Did you need to take... Have we got callers queued up?
Yeah, we do. We do. And we're going to take a caller from area code 702. 702, it's Nunu. How can I help you? Hello, hello. Hello, hello. 702, it's Nunu.
No, we lost them.
Well, I guess so. I guess so. Okay. Let's take this call from Hawaii real quick. 808.
Hawaii.
Yes, 808. It's Nunu. Aloha. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, it's Nunu.
I actually want to read, but I have something that that actually goes into that astral projection thing as well.
Ah, fantastic.
Because I'm a frequent sufferer of deja vu.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It happens quite frequently to me.
Mm-hmm.
It creeps me out because there are situations where I'm sitting in a room, I'm like, this has happened before. And then you freak out or you're wondering if you're imagining things or if you're really remembering it.
Right, right.
Yeah, has that any of that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And you know, like, the other day, I was with my mother. We were going to go pick up my children, and she pulls over her truck, and I was like, the dream that I had when I was in New Orleans when the cop was pulling my mother and myself over, and my mother pulled over, and my heart started racing so fast because I was like, what is about to happen? You know, that's something that's a little bit different, but it was still, this is a little bit different, but I mean, it's still that whole thing about what's going on. But I mean, we have deja vu all the time, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, I've had something which is kind of like even a step up from deja vu, where it doesn't feel like this is familiar and it's happened before. I've actually witnessed things twice in the space of a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
For example, there was one where I was walking to work, and there's a house on my left, and a car pulled up, and the bonnet, you know, to park up, and the bonnet poked out.
Right.
Took one or two steps forward. It was only like a second or two. Looked up, and that bonnet came from around the side of the building again. And I thought, well, hold on a minute. He just did that, and it wasn't like deja vu. It happened twice.
It was reset.
And
yeah.
I thought to myself, now, he couldn't have reversed quick enough to repark it, and it'd be pointless anyway, where he was.
Right.
And I asked you to do a reading on it, didn't I? And it came up in the reading, like I'd witnessed some sort of reset in time.
Right.
And we came to the conclusion it could have been something like something wasn't supposed to happen the way it was. So there was like a couple of seconds flip switch to take things back, put it in the right direction for, I don't know, universal benefit or something. So that's happened a couple of times, but it is strange. It's really weird.
It is. So that brings me to my reading.
Okay.
So I actually had a dream about getting into a fight with this person that I'm in a relationship. I saw it in my dream. I don't remember the details of the fight, but I remember how I felt when I woke up. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
And so. I'm just wondering if it doesn't feel like it's over, but I don't know because he just told me to have a good life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's see what's going on with you guys. Hold on, I gotta get my pencil here real quick. Okay, what's your name or what do you go by?
Michelle.
Okay, and Michelle, what's your birth date?
February 4th, 1987.
Okay, and what's his name or what does he go by?
Adam.
Adam, okay. All right, well, just simply put, we're going to just kind of get a nice peek and see what's going on with you and Adam. Remember, Jay?
I actually had
a... Uh-huh.
It was really weird. I actually had a dream after we fought that we got... that he just completely forgot about it. It's really weird.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Strange. Sometimes. Sometimes it concerns me when I dream about things, because sometimes the precognitions. So, you know, it can get a bit concerning sometimes. Is this going to happen, or is it just a dream, you know?
Okay. All right, let's see. So, we've got the split up. Okay. They told you to have a nice life. Michelle, how long has it been that you guys broke up this last time?
Like a week.
Okay. And did you and it looks like you guys have been doing this for a little bit.
Kind of, not really. Like, we go through phases where we don't talk to each other.
Right.
He gets angry at me, and I get angry at him, or whatever.
Right. Well, to be honest, this looks like it's a part of that. It does look like it's just a part of your thing that you guys do.
Because he keeps my method of communication with him open. So I'm wondering if that's why he does that.
You know, there's you know, I never want to generalize, and the reason I'm saying that is because you can find some people that break up and they stop talking, some people that break up and they still communicate, and there's no hidden messages. It's just, you know, whatever, like, they still care about each other, but they just, you know, it's just not going in the romance level that way, or just something, or just, you know, but, and we never want to, you know, pretend like there's any generalization, but it definitely does look like, I'm going to tell you a couple of things. First off, it looks like he has shanghaied your relationship, first off, to making it be all about him. Because when I look at your cycle, the last cycle you were in with him, it was all about him. This cycle, it's the same thing. It's all about him. And so, as a healer, I'm going to tell you, you've got to figure out a way that you can start bringing some of you back, so that you're not feeling so consumed by the drama, because he knows he can come back. That's the thing. He knows he can. And so, when I tell you it looks like you're getting back together again, I mean just like later on this week. You know what I mean? It looks like you guys are okay. Just like you said in your dream, you forgot about it. Right. So, and when I try to figure out what it is that's triggering some of this stuff, all that's triggering it is, it looks like you guys just need to step back. Like, your last trigger was one that's called not seeing things eye to eye. And right before that, it's just basically, and that's also another way of saying disconnect. So just disconnect for just a second from each other, even if it's a day. You know, just pull back and just chill.
We haven't talked in over a week.
Yeah, and then come back together. So from what I can tell, it looks like you're probably going to be talking. Let me go backwards here and see. The last time, from what I can see, it looks like you guys spoke was, you said it was over a week. I'm going back. This past week was disconnection. The one before that was your stack of issues. So it looks like you guys spoke like maybe, hold on just a second, Saturday, Friday, or looks like you spoke like Friday or Thursday a couple of weeks ago, okay? Now, if we move you forward, this week he's upside down, which doesn't necessarily mean that he's gone. It just looks like the way he's going to communicate with you is probably you know, like through text or something. And
yeah,
you honestly,
that's how we always communicate.
Yeah, and so it honestly looks like you maybe will speak to him this week, maybe. I mean today. But in 4 days is where it really looks like there will be another text, and it looks like you guys are back together again a little bit after that. You see, so, I mean, this just looks like it's a part of the circle that you guys go through.
Yeah, so. It kind of is. Like, but I just want to know, is there any way the cards can tell me how I can change it to my advantage other than the disconnect? Like, because I've done that before, and it's still always about him.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you, I just, actually, you know what? I want to ask Bill. Bill, how do you think that she can get some of her power back in this relationship?
Wow. So you definitely want to get back together?
Yeah, I really do like him because when we are together, yeah, it is all about him. But he always makes sure my needs are met as well in a weird way because it makes him happy. You get it?
Right.
Right, yeah, I know what you mean. Probably, yeah, puts his mind at ease to make him feel better in case he's guilty about any wrongdoing. I imagine. You know what I mean? Now, you don't have to get too personal, but was there any specific reason behind the breaking up?
The reason I tried to seize control, but then I apologized for it. What I told him was that at this point you're wasting my time. I need a little more from you.
Right. So it's right. So he's more focused on himself, but at the same time, he's trying to give the impression that it's about you.
Yeah, because I think it makes him happy in a weird way.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what to suggest there. I mean, the only thing what I would do, personally, I don't know whether this would work for you, is just to take advantage of this time that you have on your own at the moment to try and relax, and if you can, do some meditation and just remember who you are. See, what I did when I was taking a break recently, it's good to have time alone for you to weigh up your life and to actually realize what you want in it. And things that you thought you wanted actually get pushed to the back of the picture, and you think, well, why did I want that? And so it might be a good thing for you to just take a back seat and maybe just let the communication die down for, I don't know, a week or so, and try and just get back to you, who you are, and really weigh up what you want. And the answer may come on its own through yourself. You know what I mean? It's not very often that people get this.
It's trying to look on it. But I realize the reason why it's about him right now, it's because he has some things going on with his business, and he's trying to move all this stuff. That's why he's making it about him right now. And I think once maybe he gets through with that it will be a little more about me.
Has it always been about him, and he's using this as an excuse, do you think? Or do you actually genuinely believe that it is just a temporary thing that's going to blow over?
Yeah, I genuinely believe that it's just a temporary thing. Believe that. I don't know, though.
Well, you know, I'm going to let me take some of the pressure off of both of you guys for just a second. Because, you know, one of the reasons that I wanted Bill to say something was because of this spread here. It's the only thing that we're being allowed to focus on is the King of Cups, and he is upside down. And so basically, I just wanted to see what a King of Cups would say. But honestly, I wanted you to see what he would say, honestly. But when I asked our guys the question of how can she take it back, your guides are basically telling you that he has turned his cup upside down. So it doesn't matter what you do, because he's not receiving anything until he's ready to turn his cup right side up.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you have to focus on you when he pulls away like this. And if you ever chase after anybody who's retreated, let's pretend like you're in battle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We're the 300, okay? And mm-hmm. we're fighting, and then all of a sudden we're just like, you know what? We're going to retreat. We're going to withdraw. And if we withdraw and we retreat, and then the other army chases after us, we can beat them because we're on our terrain and we know where the holes and the ditches and the crevices are. And if they mm-hmm. chase after us, we can kill them that way. But the thing is, when you're in a relationship, you're not trying to kill the other person or be killed. You're trying to
gain control.
Yeah. You're trying to say, I love you. I want this. Please stop. What are you doing? But if you chase after somebody who's retreating, you're always going to die. It's just the way it is. You cannot chase somebody down who's trying to get away from you. So the thing mm-hmm. is, when he withdraws, you have to go to your own space and just
recover. That's what I do.
So you have to do that.
I leave him alone.
Right. And when he comes forward, when he's ready to turn his cup right side up and receive whatever cookies or wine and stuff you can put inside of his cup, you know, that's the only time you can gain control. And that's just by, you know, sharing and talking and expressing and not rehashing the stuff that you can't fix, but just basically sharing the positive stuff. And when he starts tripping on you, you don't feed the trip. You just say, you know what, if you need to trip, you go sit back and trip by yourself, and I'm going to be over here. And slowly but surely, he'll realize the only way he can talk to you is if he's coming to you straight and not stupid. And it's going to stop. That's how you'll gain control. Because mm-hmm. when he's turned his cup upside down, whether or not he's leaking, he's poured everything all over the place and he's having a fit, like the Jersey wife mm-hmm. that throws the table up and says, you prostitution whore, you know, and she's
yeah.
losing her mind. And you know what I mean? There's no way you can beat that because that's crazy town. So you have to step back. Do you, when he comes forward, it's all good. But instead of arguing with him when he's there, when he starts to act freaky, tell him, go lay down. And I'm going to go over here. And then eventually he'll just start putting himself on time out and he'll come back and it'll just start getting balanced again. It'll get mm-hmm. okay. It'll be okay. And I don't believe your relationship is over. And I'm not trying to put you in denial mm-hmm. or anything like that. I really don't believe it's over. I just really believe that sometimes it cannot always be about you, just like sometimes it can't always be about me. And mm-hmm. the fact that, I mean, I really do believe the fact that he is talking to you or he keeps, you know, I know he's not talking right now, but the fact that he still is trying to communicate in some way means a lot. But still, you just, you know, sometimes we have to take the painting down off the wall of what we want to see and we just have to ride it until things start going smoothly again. And remember, you're doing this together. You're not doing it by yourself.
No, but I'm just wondering if this relationship is even healthy for me.
Well, what relationship is ever healthy for anybody? Come on. I mean, it's healthy for, like, what, maybe a little while, and then it starts becoming reality. Now, Deepak Chopra, I was listening to one of his talks recently, and he was saying that we as human beings are always looking for inner peace, and the fastest way to inner peace is through a relationship, except that's also the fastest way to crazy town, too. So the thing is, there's always that cozy part where that person is making you feel complete and everything is great and everything's positive. And then there always comes a point when it's back to reality. You have to start thinking with your own brain. You have to be able to do things on your own, but then you can come back together because ultimately you know that you guys still want the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I don't think that this relationship is bad. I just think that you have been trying to get back to that picture that you guys were painting in the first place. And
mm-hmm.
so you've been resistant to some sort of transformation here. And if you just kind of cruise with it, it doesn't mean you guys have to separate. It doesn't mean you guys have to break up. It doesn't mean you guys have to be apart. It just means that sometimes it's cool to be together. Most of the time you will be. Then sometimes you guys need to still be okay as individuals. So,
yeah, but the thing is, we have a lot of individual space because he lives in a different country and only comes and sees me every once in so often.
So?
So we kind of have a lot of space.
I mean, Bill, can you answer that?
Well, yeah, I mean, because me and Nunu have had the similar thing where, you know, we've only seen each other like once every few months. I mean, past couple of years have been in pretty much constant communication, haven't we?
Yeah.
And either by Skype or on the phone or something like that, you know. And it's, you know,
yeah, that's why I was saying he hasn't cut off Skype. He's always online. He's changing his pictures and stuff. That's why I have a feeling that he's doing that to gain my attention.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Well, listen, personally, I feel that you should take this opportunity to sit down and think about you and what you want. And like you said, I mean, whether you believe... it's healthy, this relationship.
No,
I really
want this relationship because he came at a time where I least expected it. So I was just like, maybe there's something here. You know,
well, it could be the fact.
I wasn't looking for it.
Well, it could be the fact that, you know, if he is really that engrossed with his business at the moment, as soon as that dies down, he's going to snap back to reality and think, well, hold on a minute. Where is she? You know, and he's. It could just be a phase.
I honestly believe that it is just a phase. That's what I honestly believe at this moment. Because when I met him, I think I was in a relationship cycle. I heard you talking about that on another show.
Right.
Right.
I think I was in a relationship cycle when I did meet him in June.
Right.
Because I wasn't expecting it. I was looking for something completely different, and he came along.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Well, one of the things I want to see just real quickly, just so you'll see what I'm saying, because like I said, I'm not trying to keep you stuck, girl, but I just want to see when you would see him again. And it looks like the next time you guys see each other, now it looks like maybe we're supposed to see each other next month, but it looks like the next time you see each other is actually going to be in November. And it looks like it is actually going to be a little bit before Christmas time or so. So, I mean, he will, I do see him coming to see you. So just remember that I really don't believe that this is over.
I don't think it is either.
No.
That's my intuition, especially because I had that dream. My dreams oftentimes come true. I had a dream about my cousin that died. It was weird seeing that.
Well, you know, I realize that with you saying, well, we're in different countries, how much of a break does he need? It doesn't matter. I mean, if somebody is consuming your mind and, you know, consuming your thoughts, consuming your phone bill, consuming your credit cards, consuming your, you know what I mean? If somebody is in your energy force, it doesn't matter where they are. And sometimes we also pick these relationships that are like this because it works. I mean, if you have stuff going on with you when you cannot see a person on a regular basis, but it works for this works for you, then there you go. It just works. So it,
yeah.
But just because somebody's not all up in your grill every day doesn't mean that you still don't need to pull away from it, because it does get hard showing up to a computer sometimes and sitting on Skype and all that. Oh, we got dropped from her. Hopefully she'll call back. But anyway, in the meantime, let's take a break, take a song, and we do have a caller at 954. And if, you know, Valerie wants to call back, she can. You good? Are you there? Hello?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's get a song played and take a little bit of a break, okay?
Yeah, I need to go take a quick break.
Okay, all right.
Water.
We'll be back, everybody. And we have another caller in queue. And Valerie, if you can, call us back.
Tune in to Broken Earth on blogtalkradio.com, 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, and 8 p.m. in the UK.
Broken Earth.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and for the past 3 years, my trusted guide and friend, Nunu, has helped me along the journey of change and growth. Her sincerity and clear insights have brought new understandings and developments to my life. I am proud to know her, to be her client, and to have her support in my life. Thank you, Nunu.
Hello, my name is Marissa from Power of You. Love, money, hope, security. Contact me for personalized spell packets. I'm a practitioner of Enlightened Down Home Conjure. Just email us at powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com. Again, powerofyoupracticalmagic@gmail.com.
We're back, everybody. At least I think we are.
Yep.
Okay. Well, our friend tried to call back, and I think she got cut off. And so, you know, we're going to take another caller. We're going to take a caller from area code 954. This is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. My name is Zaya.
You said Gaia?
No, Zaya. X-I-A.
Zaya, okay. Well, Zaya, it's so wonderful to be able to meet you today. But why don't you just sit back and share your thoughts with us?
Okay. I met a gentleman, and I gave him my number, and it's like he disappeared. But I can feel him, and I just wanted to know if I would see him soon or we will talk on the phone.
Okay, well, let's just see. What we're going to do is we're just going to kind of see when you and this man will be running into each other again. Real quickly, what's his name?
Do I have to give it?
Well, is there an initial that we can just call him something other than this man?
D-R.
D-S?
D-R.
D-R. Okay, all right. Hold on just a moment, and let's see when you'll be hearing from D-R. Okay, let's see.
Okay.
All right. He shows up as a traveler, so it looks like he's somebody that doesn't really sit still very long. Hold on just a moment. He's withdrawn. Confusion has returned. Okay, so things became concrete, the king of coins. Okay, so hold on just a moment. There is return. Okay. I do believe that you'll be running into him again. Hold on just a moment. Because I've got return, except for some reason it doesn't seem like there's interaction. What is that about? Hold on just a moment again, dear. Where is... Okay, now, it does look like you should be seeing him in a group setting. Like there will be a whole lot of people around you, guys. That's the next time it looks like you are having any kind of contact with him. So I'm not super convinced that you're going to hear from him on his own. It kind of seems like he'll be back around, and then it looks like there's at some point you run into him again, but I'm just not convinced that you're going to hear from him on his own.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay. Well, it's so nice to talk to you, dear. Bill, is there anything you wanted to add?
I don't know. I said just all the best and
okay.
Thanks for your call.
Okay. Yes, thank you, Zaya, for listening.
Okay. Okay, bye.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Let's take another caller. We have a caller at 707. 707, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, Nunu. This is Valerie calling back.
Yay!
Thank you.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Okay, dear. Where did we leave off?
I was asking about if you saw a relationship coming in.
Oh, yes, yes.
October, it was someone from the past.
Right. Okay, yes. Okay. Our 808 person keeps trying to call, and she keeps getting cut off. Okay, what were you saying? I'm sorry.
Oh, you saw a relationship in October, second
right.
week in October, but
right.
it was from someone from the past.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not sure who that past person could be, but I was wanting to see if it was someone new coming in. Because I was told, I don't know, you get told a lot of things.
Right.
About one coming in October, but I was told there was someone coming in October as well, but it was a new person. Like I hadn't
okay.
actually had a relationship with the person.
Well, let's see if we can get a real quick description of what this person is going to look like or be doing, and then maybe that's something that can, maybe that'll give you some more clarity, okay? Hold on just a moment. Okay, so here we go. We have got a description going on. First off, he's got three layers here that we're going to be dealing with. One of his layers, he looks like somebody who is in it. It says he's a Knight of Swords, which represents someone who could be in a uniform. Or he could work in something that has to do with discipline and structure. Usually the Knight of Swords shows up when somebody has a job like a cop or military, and I'm not trying to generalize, but when I tell you the rest of what I see here, I think this will give you a better explanation. He also looks like he's somebody that exposes secrets, so he could be an auditor. He actually could be a detective, okay? And finally, his physical traits, he looks like he is not over 6 feet tall. He doesn't look like a small man because he does show up in stature as a king. So he's not over 6 feet, but he does have fair skin and he has dark hair, okay? So like I said, I think that he may actually be like a detective or an auditor or even someone who does work like inspection, that sort of thing. Oh. I just got chills when I said inspection. So yeah, he might be like somebody who does like a food inspector or you know what I mean?
A health inspector.
Exactly. So that's what it looks like he does. And if that is not something that if that doesn't sound like somebody that you already know, then more than likely he's a new person. But remember, he comes into the picture a little bit withdrawn, so he could just be somebody who's very, very quiet.
Oh, okay. But yeah. When you say fair skin,
that he doesn't have dark skin.
Is he African American?
I mean, he very likely could be, but it doesn't look like he has dark skin.
Okay.
Black,
this is not somebody that I know.
Then apparently it's somebody that's new.
Will this be a good relationship then?
Well, let's meet the guy and not get you married before you meet him. Okay? So yeah, let's meet the guy because what I do, sweetheart, is because I work with a lot of the same people and I'm not patting myself on the back when I say this. But my goal is for your relationship to work and not to come into a situation with a story already painted. You know, you want to, when you eat your ice cream, you want to eat it a piece at a time, not just shove your face in it. So we're going to make this awesome connection, and we're going to maintain this connection, and, but still do this in a way that's natural so that you guys can grow. Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
And now, is this, you said this person was going to be, and I know you didn't mean this literally, but you said knocking at the door. So where will I be meeting this person?
I actually see you meeting this individual, and let me tell you, because his work seems like it's such a big deal, you really maybe are probably meeting him during a work day. So even if he's coming around, or even if he's someone that is like, you know, even if he's eating lunch, you know what I mean? It just seems like it's something that's very, very, very normal,
okay.
A very normal situation.
Okay.
Okay.
Mhm.
And it's not too far off.
That sounds great.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for calling back, Valerie.
Thank you, and I'll keep you updated.
Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye bye. Bye bye.
Okay. Well, our friend in Hawaii keeps getting cut off. She keeps calling and getting cut off and calling and getting cut off. But let's take another little break, and then we'll come back and talk, and then we also have another person in the queue.
Yeah, remember, if you got any unusual experiences that you want to share them with us, you know, give us a call.
Yeah, our number is 347-215-8421.
If I wanted to break, laugh it all, laugh in your face, what would you do? What if I fell to the floor, couldn't take this anymore, what would you do? This is who I really am. Bury me, bury me. I am finished with you. Look in my eyes. You're killing me, killing me. All I want to was you.
Hi, it's Nunu.
Hello, Nunu.
Welcome back to the Broken Earth Radio Show. Today's show is about strange occurrences, creepy things, even maybe not so creepy things, but just things that remind us that there's something else going on except for what's in front of our noses. You know, I remember a story a while back. I used to stay a lot with a really good friend of mine and her mom, and I would always sleep on the couch. And I would have these dreams that the women in the pictures, the women were like flapper girls, mm-hmm. and there was one that was holding a cat, and then there was another one that was drinking out of a glass, and she had like pearls. I think the pearls were in the glass too, you know what I mean? Something that makes a lot of sense. But anyway, I would dream that these women were reaching out from those pictures, choking me. So one day, my friend wakes me up, and she's like, "What is up?" And I had this brown ring around my neck. So I went to the doctor to get it checked because I thought maybe I was getting some kind of a weird rash or something weird was going on. And they told me that it looked like something had been, someone was choking me with a noose. And they wanted me to confess that somebody would have been doing something to me. But I couldn't because nothing was happening. There was no freaky play going on, nothing like that. It was just literally this. Now, I don't want to say any names because in case anybody is listening out there, it turns out that those pictures had been given to my friend's mother by a boyfriend, and he actually cursed those pictures when he gave them to her because he was ticked off. But I was the one that was actually getting the
brunt of the kiss.
Exactly. So I remember he called me, and I don't even know how he got my number, because he actually called me at my mother's home a while before I had found out that he passed away and told me he was sorry about what had happened. But
I know, it's creepy.
I know. I don't know how he got that number, but he called me at my mother's home. And it was weird that I was even at my mother's home because I, you know, really was never there. So, yeah, he was an interesting character. But that's my story about the...
It was a scary story. Wanted to tell it on the campfire.
I know. And it is actually a real story. It's not something that I've heard from around the campfire.
No fooling.
Let's get our friend back real quickly from Hawaii and kind of finish this out. We got to hurry up, though, because we have another caller waiting, and we do want to kind of get another good story on. Remember, if anybody has anything out there that they want to talk about something that you don't understand, about something that is just wacky wild, please give us a call, because this is what this show is going to be about. And I actually think our next show is probably going to be about the same thing. I kind of like this theme. 808, it's Nunu.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. Sorry about
Welcome
that.
Back.
My phone is really, I don't know, it's been acting up a lot lately.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, basically, when we got cut off, I was just telling you that sometimes, even though when we have distance, we still have to we still have to have distance.
Mm-hmm.
So, but we still didn't want you just to be cut off like that. Is there anything that you wanted to kind of wrap up with?
I just wanted to ask, like, because you're a healer, and you know, like, and I'm guessing you're Hawaiian.
No,
but you wish you lived there.
I know you wish you were. Your name, I thought you were.
But oh,
and also
because the way I look too. But no, I'm not Hawaiian.
And, oh no, I know this is completely off topic. But did you hear about the vortex above the Big Island?
Actually, no.
No, I've not heard about it.
There's a big spiritual vortex in Hawaii. They've done energy readings in actually above Kilauea that they said that's why there's so many weird spiritual things that happen in Hawaii, because they're in the center of a spiritual vortex.
Right.
Oh,
well, my brother lives on that island. That's where my brother lives.
I know that's completely off topic, but it's actually on the topic of the show.
It's totally off.
No,
it's totally on topic. Right.
But they actually did readings in Hawaii, and they actually found that there's like a crazy magnetic field there, and they don't think it's coming from the volcano because it's different frequency.
Right.
And this is a recent thing, right? I mean,
it's very recent.
Right.
And they also it ties kind of into that Li line thing. Have you heard of Li lines?
I've heard of ley lines, but
yeah, ley lines.
Ley lines, yeah.
It kind of ties into that, because they also did a reading on a ley line during September 11th. Right after it happened, apparently the frequencies were off the charts because the world was feeling that much compassion for the people in 9/11.
Right.
Wow.
Like, yeah, I heard it. I actually heard this on another show. I know it's weird, but because it completely has something to do with the topic of the show.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, no, I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah.
But
you
it's
know.
Just it's just amazing how much human emotions, and that just proves how connected we are.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
We are. I mean, and you know, it's one of the things that I think that I've been trying to really understand is what is love. And I mean, we all kind of get it, but it's love as far as compassion is concerned. You know, being in a relationship with someone or with people that is not objectifying each other, which is basically saying not making that person your object, making that person just more of a compassion-based situation. It's tough.
Very
it's
different
really,
kinds
it's really
of
tough.
Love.
Yeah, it's tough to be able to do that, and I'm really such a stickler for definitions. I, you know, when people ask me, "Are you sure he loves me?" You know, it's that sort of situation I'm a stickler about, because if somebody's treating you horribly, and you're asking me if he loves you, there has
he
to be a
love you.
Well, there has to be a progression of emotion. So if I say I love beer, I love cupcakes, I love kittens, I love my kids, I mean, do I love them all the same, or what is it? So I mean, definitions are really, really important. So
yeah.
But realizing that we have a graduation of emotions and situations, and sometimes you can even care about someone so that it's much deeper than love, and you just cannot punish them with a relationship anymore, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So you know,
it makes complete sense.
Yeah, there's so many different ways of looking at it.
Because love hurts. Love really does hurt. True love hurts. Like I was reading about twin flames and karmic connections and stuff. Somebody that is your soulmate, it's not going to be easy.
No.
You're not meant, like, soulmates are meant to be together, but not meant to be together. It hurts. I was reading about it, I guess.
I think love can be one of the best feelings you can ever have, but it can also create some of the worst feelings you'll ever have as well. So.
Well, that's how you know you love somebody.
Yeah.
If they can make you happy and angry all at once.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah.
Yeah. But this is, because I don't want to take up too much of your time, but my last question, as a healer, do you think the relationship is healthy for me?
He's breathing, and that was like we were both about to say something, and so I'm looking at you. I'm looking at you, going, "Well, you want to? Do you want to say?"
Is it healthy? It's a good question. It's not an easy question to answer.
It's not a really easy question to answer. But I'm going to tell you something, sweetie. I'm going to tell you something. I have a friend that I've known for a very long time, and she has been in the same relationship and the only relationship since high school.
Mm-hmm.
And they have children. You know, she has had all her experiences with this one person. But she's had a lot of, she's had experiences nonetheless, but she's had them with the same person. I've also known people who have had, you know, dozens of relationships, literally. But they've had all their different experiences with different people. So the thing is, life is about experiences. You know, life is about our web of experiences, so to speak. It's about it being able to experience things. So whether or not you experience those things with one person or with many, I really, I say this very, very, very seriously. And I also say this as someone who is deep in Ho'oponopono as well. And you know what that is too.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't see how this relationship is any more unhealthy. Then I'm serious, I don't mean that by saying, well, it's no more unhealthy than if you were getting knocked down the street. I don't mean that. I'm just saying that you're having your experiences, you're having them with this person, you have feelings for this person has them for you. I don't believe that this is abusive. I do know that you guys sometimes argue, but I think what you're arguing about is the image that you've painted, and you have got to take the image off the wall, like I said, and allow this picture to paint itself.
It's because we both want to be in control.
Right. And so
we're both fighting for it.
But the thing is, there is a certain amount of control that you need, but it's control for yourself. It's not necessarily control over that person. And remember, it's all relationships are a journey. If it gets to a point where it's just name calling and it's just horrific and
we've never, that's what I'm saying.
That's not healthy. But
we don't yell at each other ever.
Right. But something something that's a progression of things. You know, that's a totally different thing. I do not think that this is unhealthy. But like I said, you know, you can have your experiences with many people, or you can have them with a couple of people, or just one. And it doesn't mean that one thing is working more than another. It just means that, you know, this is just who you're having your experiences with, you know? So
mm-hmm.
just think about that.
Thank you so much for your time. You need to get to that other caller.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good
one.
Thank
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Caller at 404, this is Nunu. How can I help you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem, dear. How can we help you today?
I would like some insight in my love relationship. Do you need the man's name or my name and date of birth?
Sure, what's your name?
It is Tina, and my date of birth is 8/29/74.
What did you say your name was again?
Tina, T-I-N-A.
Okay, all right. And who's the person you want to talk about, Tina?
Danny,
okay. All right, sweetheart. Well, what is your question?
Okay, my question is, we had a little bit of a falling out in early August, late July, early August. We are communicating through text messaging.
Good.
But we're not physically seeing each other because he's hesitant. And I would like to know when you see him coming forward and starting to physically see me, like take me out and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, let's just kind of see when you guys will see each other again, okay? Hold on just
a
moment.
Right, like on a physical level.
Right. I understand what you mean. I know what you mean. All right. Let's see. Okay, there he is. Okay, so it looks like you were probably going to be seeing him not this week, not next week, but the next. Looks like it's about 2 weeks from now. It looks like you'll see him. It looks like it's actually going to be like on a Tuesday. Okay, the day
he's
may.
Off. He's off on Tuesdays.
Yeah. So it looks like that's when you're going to see him, and it looks like you know, it's just kind of like a nice little fresh start. It doesn't look like you guys are having problems that day. It looks like it's going to be okay. Okay.
So is that like more into October or September?
It's 2 weeks from now. So it looks like it is three Tuesdays from now. So that's around the 2nd of October.
Now, or once that happens, I mean, see, I don't know where I stand right now with him. I mean, does he consider us in a relationship? Does he still consider me his girlfriend? Because, you know, we are texting each other every day, and we are talking about deep subjects, and I just don't know.
Right now, what I'm feeling is that he is trying to figure that out still, Tina.
Okay, so once
yeah.
he sees me in a couple of weeks, is things going to be back together?
Yeah, it looks like you guys will be back together again when you see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's good then.
Yeah. Okay?
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks a whole lot, and thanks for listening. And you hang in there, okay?
Thank you.
All right, dear. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How are you feeling?
All right. It's just headache I've had all day. Headache won't shift. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just a psychic headache.
Maybe you have a headache for me?
Maybe. That's probably more like it.
I know. It probably really is, isn't it?
Time is flying by in the show.
I know it is. We only have like 20 minutes left. What do you want to talk about?
Well,
I know you want to say something.
Well, I've still got plenty of things to talk about here about strange happenings. I guess one of the things I could talk about is when I was on holiday about 9 years ago. I was staying somewhere. Once again, it was somewhere in Wales, somewhere near a place called the Badlands, which is already
mm-hmm.
something to put you off, really. Stayed in a 200-year-old cottage, and there was when we got there, the garden was a little overgrown, and the people there said sorry about the garden. The gardener died a few weeks ago, and so that was a nice setup for a bit of an eerie time. And a couple of strange things happened while we were away. I mean, this was an old cottage, and you could basically see through the floorboards up into the other rooms.
Right.
And it was just creaky and that. And me and my sister were staying in a place upstairs. When we first went in, actually, went up the stairs, and we were trying to choose our rooms. And I said to my sister, "I don't want that room. I'm going to go in this room." And she had the room that I wasn't sure about because it looked, I don't know, you know, she's get the feeling from these rooms.
Yeah.
And my mum and dad were downstairs. It was a downstairs bedroom, off the living room, then off the dining room, like round the corner a bit. Anyway, I think it was like one of the first or second nights that we were there. Mum and Dad said they were in bed, and they heard walking around upstairs, and heard, you know, me coming down the stairs through the living room, the latch going on the door for the living room, because it was old style latches, like you lift them up. It wasn't like door handles.
Right.
The latch went. I mean, Mum and Dad were there. I think it was like in the middle of the night. So Mum and Dad were there waiting for me to appear, and nothing happened. And didn't hear anybody else go back upstairs. I mean, it would have been so noticeable because of the creaking and the banging of the wood floors and stuff, you know.
Right.
But nothing happened. Nobody went back upstairs. And anyway, they asked me the next day, so were you walking around? I said, no, I didn't get up once last night. Neither did my sister. So whoever was walking around last night, it wasn't me or my sister or my mum or dad, and whoever it was didn't go back upstairs.
It was me.
How was it? Right.
And I'm still there, cooking right. in the kitchen.
Well, there was another time when we got back to the cottage after we'd been out for the day, and like this swarm of house flies, like there was a big cloud, a black cloud of them, probably hundreds or thousands of them, all came upon the car. You never see them. They never go around in like gangs,
right.
threatening people, do they? I mean, house flies, just you only see one in the house flies, and they're just, you know, even with it being out in the countryside,
they were Africanized.
Yeah,
Africanized house flies.
Well, you only see a couple around a cow at a time or something like that, you know,
right.
And you never see that many in one go, and for them all to come upon the car is weird. I don't know why. But anyway, we got out, and we had to run to the cottage door because they were coming after us. They were, like, dive-bombing us. And I managed to get a little bit on my video camera at the time of me just running away and these flies, but you didn't see the mass of them. It's just you can probably see about 10 or 20 in my camera view, which is a very really I've never heard of things like that apart from stuff like on The Exorcist and stuff like that, you know, when there's all at the window in
right.
The Exorcist, no, or The Haunting, and they're all at the window trying to get in anyway. And on another day, we were going to go metal detectors in the field opposite from the cottage. There wasn't really many trees around that area, just hedge lining, but there was one tree in the corner of this field at the bottom on the left-hand side. And we'd been working our way down the field. Me and my dad and my mum and my sister were there. As soon as me and my dad got to the corner in this field, a cracking noise started. And all of a sudden, this tree, which is probably about 20, 30 foot high, something like that, just fell, it just collapsed towards us. All me and my
horrible.
Dad could...
Horrible.
I know. I mean, all me and my dad could do was kind of like step either side of the tree and just hope for the best, because we couldn't run.
Right.
It was in the corner of the field. There's like a fence there. And my mum and my sister were gone. It was just like a trail of dust. They'd legged it across the field and left us there. So this tree fell between me and my dad. It was a miracle. It didn't get us. It didn't hit us. And we were just in shock because of it was the only tree for like 5 or 6 fields around. And it wasn't even windy. And for it to collapse for us to be in that corner at the exact same time, this tree had been there for years and years and years and years. For it to collapse then, such a strange coincidence. Either it could be a coincidence or it could be something a lot more eerie. But one of the most notable thing was one night I was sat downstairs with my dad and my sister was upstairs. She had an early night, and then she shouted out or screamed or something, and I ran up to her room and I said, "What's wrong?" She said, "It sounded like somebody was running around the..." I can't remember whether she said it sounded like somebody was running around the room or around the roof of her bedroom. So I said, "Well, you come into this room with me," because it was two separate beds, you sleep there. And I set up my night vision camera in the far corner mm-hmm. of the room and put it to record. I don't know, it would have been a long play, so it probably would have been like an hour or two, because it was just one of the tape ones, the cassette video cameras. And we didn't watch it till we got home, because it was the last night, and besides, I wasn't too sure about watching it anyway. I didn't know what I was going to find on there. So we got home, and you see, the video starts up, and you see me setting up the camera, walk out the room and shut the door, latch the door. And within about 15-30 seconds, there's this orb of light comes from one of the beds, floats across the room, stops for a moment at the door, then follows me out the room. I was hoping to get it uploaded to YouTube at some point, but I can't get it from cassette to PC at the moment, so I'll have to see if I can find some software or something to let me do that. So we were all shocked by that orb and the fact that I managed to get it on camera. And after that, there was nothing visual that happened in the room, but it sounded like there was like a low murmur that was getting louder and louder, like a load of voices throughout the video. And there was like bangs and stuff that were getting closer and louder to the camera as it was, because I think it was reaching about midnight, according to the time on the tape. But as it was building up to something, the video tape ran out. But we were fortunate to get what we did on that tape. I'm sure there was a couple of other things that happened on that holiday too, but by the sound of it, maybe something was there that didn't really want us there.
Probably.
You know, but that was just a couple of strange occurrences to add to the list of many things. There was a holiday I took about 2.5 years ago, which was near the seaside in a bungalow, and something always usually happens when I go away on holiday. Always strange events going on, and there wasn't really too much on that holiday, apart from like we were sat in a dining room and it sounded like someone dropped a bowling ball on the floor,
right
next to us. We have no idea what that was. That we couldn't explain that. We were sat in the living room one night, and it was getting near midnight, and there was a scream outside, like a woman's scream. I mean, my dad looked at each other. We didn't know, see, I thought I was hearing things at first, and I was like, nobody else has said anything. And I just saw my dad in the corner of my eye, and he was looking at me. Oh, we didn't mention anything to my mum when she was there. It was probably for the best. But I was out sunbathing on the last day of holiday. Clear blue sky, no clouds. I'd been out there for about half an hour or something. And I looked above me, opened my eyes, and there was this cloud above me shaped exactly like a hand over me in the clouds. It was the only cloud around for miles. And it wasn't just kind of looked like a hand. It was low, and it was a perfect hand in the sky, right over the top of where I was sunbathing. I like to say I wish I'd had camera there, but I think some things are just not supposed to be.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably something for me. So taking a photograph and showing other people probably be amazing, but it probably wouldn't have as much meaning to them as it did to me on that day. So it was... it's quite an experience seeing that.
It sounds like it.
There's many more things. Many more things that we'll probably have to say for another show.
Well, we'll do it next time. We'll have another fun paranormal show with stories, and hopefully other people will call in and share their experiences.
Yeah, there wasn't too many. I mean, it's really phoned up today. That's what the show was all about. But you never know, the next show, part two, might bring some more people with their stories. I mean, I've still got, more things to keep us going of, ghosts and UFOs and the 111 and 1111 phenomena, precognition, auras and Terry LaRouche Walters as well, that I wanted to talk about. But so we'll have to save them for another time, I think.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everybody for listening today. The show's not quite over yet, but if you want to add us to your Facebook, it's Broken Earth Radio Show on Facebook. There's also Psychic Nunu on Facebook. If you want to communicate with Bill, you can communicate with him on those pages as well. Or if you want to get in touch with him about some of his healing and all that jazz, Bill Doyle at live.com. That's Bill Doyle at live.com. And also one of our sponsors, Power of You, Practical Magic at gmail.com. They do sachets and specialize in just in helping you. And they're not expensive at all. Some of these places, they're crazy expensive, but they're very realistic because it's about things that are practical. And a lot of the things that they'll help you with are even things that you might be able to do yourself. Lots of information loaded in Marissa and Leslie.
And please give us feedback on the Broken Earth Facebook page.
Yeah.
What do you think of the show? Anything you don't like about the show, let us know. But I think
the fact that it's not on TV, they don't like that.
Well, yeah, that's right, yeah. But I think maybe to end the show, maybe we could play the Desiderata poem and then fade out with a bit of music, I think.
Okay, all right.
Does that sound good to you?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go placidly amid the noise and the haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible, without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even to the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons, they are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself, especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love, for in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.